With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. HIV testing week 2026 will run from the 22nd to 26th of June, with the Health Services Authority partnering with the Cayman AIDS Foundation and the Cayman Islands Red Cross to offer free and confidential HIV testing across Grand Cayman. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
This year's theme focuses on reaching key populations and ensuring that testing services are accessible to those who may face greater vulnerability or barriers to care. This week's long initiative includes free testing, community outreach, and public education aimed at increasing awareness, reducing stigma, and promoting early diagnosis. Acting Director of Primary Healthcare Services, Dr. Erica Simmons, says knowing one's HIV status is essential to protecting long-term health, noting that early diagnosis allows HIV to be managed effectively. Program coordinator Nurse Mitchell Campbell encouraged residents to take advantage of the free testing opportunities, stressing that many people with HIV may not show symptoms for many years. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The Cayman AIDS Foundation and the Red Cross will support outreach activities throughout the week. Testing information is available through the HSA and partner organizations. In other news, health officials say there is currently, quote, no indication of a broader public health risk as they continue to investigate a confirmed case of Legionnaires' disease identified in the Cayman Islands. Environmental testing of water sources that the patient may have been exposed to during the incubation period have been completed and sent for analysis with results expected within 10 days. The health ministry says no source has been identified and no additional cases have been detected at this time. Finally, attention all nature enthusiasts. Through August 31st, bat houses across Grand Cayman are bustling as counters gather at dusk to record the number of bats leaving their houses. And the Department of Environment needs your help. DOE's Judy Hurlston tells Radio Cayman, the Bat Count Cayman project examines how bat populations living in bat houses set up by the National Trust fluctuate over time.
How does it work? All ages are welcome to participate, whether you're a bat fan or just looking for a fun way to get outside and help local wildlife. This experience is for you.
You can email tru.doe@gov.ky with Bat Count Cayman in the subject line, and the team will get you and get ready to start counting. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The man expected to become Britain's seventh Prime Minister in a decade has been sworn in as a Member of Parliament hours after Keir Starmer announced his resignation. Andy Burnham won an emphatic by-election victory last week and has confirmed he'll stand for the Labour Party leadership. The US Treasury says it's suspending sanctions on Iranian oil production and exports for 60 days, the first tangible outcome from the ongoing peace talks. It spoke of Tehran's commitment to free and open transit in the Strait of Hormuz and permission for UN nuclear inspectors to enter Iran. Ukrainian drones have struck a Russian satellite communications centre north of Moscow. The military said heavy smoke could be seen at the site and the extent of the damage was being assessed. Alan Greenspan, the influential economist who steered US monetary policy during his five terms as chairman of the Federal Reserve, has died aged 100. Alongside his achievements, he was also criticised for decisions that created conditions for the 2008 global financial crisis. The intense heatwave currently affecting much of Western Europe has resulted in the deaths of two young children in France who got stuck inside a car. The former Wimbledon tennis champion, the Czech Markéta Vondrousova, has been suspended for 4 years for refusing an anti-doping test last year. The US music industry titan Clive Davis, best known for shaping the trajectories of performers including Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen and Aretha Franklin, has died aged 94. At the World Cup, reigning champions Argentina are back in action shortly in the first of Monday's fixtures. The South Americans are taking on Austria, with both sides hopeful for securing qualification to the knockout stage after wins in their opening matches. BBC News.